The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3307. I am coming at you from the Lucasfilm booth at San Diego Comic-Con 2023, and I'm here to talk to you about reveals that came from Lucasfilm at this big event, starting today with the publishing panel. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the publishing panel was held on Friday the 21st, and most of the reveals were artwork and cover reveals. In particular, there was a cover for the second issue of Shadows of Starlight, which is a 4-issue limited series for the High Republic coming from Marvel, and it is going to give us some information on what happens in the year between the end of Phase 1 and the start of Phase 3. In the Marvel series, Keeve Trennis is back, and she is a Jedi Master now, and we have Zine and, I'm never going to pronounce it right, Qort. Q-O-R-T on the High Republic Adventures one, and there's a cover that features somebody from a new criminal organization, or perhaps a splinter organization called the Children of the Path, which, you know, there was the Path of the Open Hand, and then in Phase 2, when they got all violent, they became the Path of the Closed Fist, and then there's the Elders of the Path, and now there's the Children of the Path, and none of them are any good for our Jedi heroes. They also revealed the cover art for Escape from Valo, which is by Daniel Jose Older and Alyssa Wong. That's the middle grade novel that kicks off Phase 3. And then Defy the Storm, which is the YA novel that kicks off Phase 3 from Tessa Grattan and Justina Ireland. And then they showed interior panels from the first issue of Dark Droids, which is the miniseries that anchors the big crossover event that's about to happen, plus a panel or series of panels from D-Squad, which is a special issue that is tied into the Dark Droid series. And then they also showed interior spreads from two different reference books that are coming out. One of them is the High Republic Character Encyclopedia, and that's going to feature information on more than 200 characters across all three phases of the High Republic. And then Dawn of the Rebellion, which is a visual guide from DK Publishing. And according to the spreads that they showed, there's going to be a chapter called Establishing the Empire and another chapter called The Dark Times. And that is pretty much everything you need to know from the publishing panel that Lucasfilm held on Friday. There weren't a heck of a lot of new reveals, and you know, they also had Mark Thompson do a narration from an Obi-Wan Kenobi from a certain point of view short story from the Return of the Jedi collection that's coming out, so that is awesome. But as far as, like, you know, new information, like, there wasn't really a heck of a lot, and I think that's because a lot of that was revealed at Star Wars Celebration in London back in April, which is perfectly fine, but now we're just in the run-up to see what's going to happen when Phase 3 of the High Republic kicks off later this year. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.